Hi, I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and I'd like to invite you to join me on today's edition of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast as we go to the Word of God, and it teaches us how to take our place in the conversation between grace and faith. Join me today. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and I'm so glad you made the decision to join us on this broadcast today. And I am so thrilled and so honored to be with you, wherever you are watching this or listening to this. I know with technology, you could literally be anywhere right now. I mean, anywhere imaginable, you could be watching this broadcast. And I'm so thankful for that. That is a tool that the Lord has put in place, and we're so thankful for it. And I want to say thank you once again to my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, for allowing me to be a part of this outstanding ministry and what God is doing through their lives and through their ministry. I'm so thankful for it. And I'm really thankful for where the Lord is leading us in these broadcasts. I want to make mention again, if you weren't with us last week or on yesterday's broadcast, do yourself a favor, do me a favor, go to kcm.org and download all those broadcasts. It's quick, it's easy, and it's absolutely free, and you'll enjoy it. But it's crucial that you do, because we began last week laying a foundation for where we're headed. And we spent days last week talking about the comfort of the Holy Spirit. I am so thankful that we have the Holy Spirit of God, His very Spirit, His presence in us and among us as believers. But we've got to recognize why He's there. He is, by Jesus' own word, the Comforter, the Counselor, Advocate, Strengthener, Standby, Intercessor, and Helper. That's who He is, and that's His job assignment, His job description in your life and in mine. And on top of that, you got to begin to realize how He does it. How does He comfort? He comforts by showing you Jesus. He comforts by reminding you what Jesus said, by showing you what Jesus would do. He comforts by taking you to the Word of God, which the Scripture tells us that Scripture itself is designed to comfort. Prophecy is designed to comfort. Why? Because He is the God of all comfort. Man, what a huge theme all throughout Scripture. We began yesterday by taking where we were in last week's programs, and we started to launch out with that as our foundation into the knowledge of the truth. We read in 2 Timothy that there are people, because of an absence and a vacancy of love in their lives, the true agape love of God, the love of God that's been extended to you through Jesus. If you don't know that love, then what ends up happening is you could have, according to Scripture, a form of godliness, the shape of it, the sound of it, the look of it, but without the love of God at the center of it, what did Paul say? He said in 1 Corinthians 13, it's all nothing. You could give your body to, you could give to the poor, give your body to be burned, but if there's no love, it's nothing. Could speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but if there's no love, it's nothing. Without the love of God at the center of it, you could amass all kinds of knowledge, but it's not the truth. The knowledge of the truth is what makes free. Well, what is the truth that we're supposed to have knowledge of? It begins with knowing there is one God. It goes from there to knowing that that God gave you a way to Him, and that way to Him is the man Jesus Christ. And it goes from there knowing that that man, Jesus Christ, gave Himself as a ransom for all. The greatest demonstration of love that this world has ever seen. that the man Jesus Christ would give himself as a ransom for all. And that is the knowledge of the truth. And then you go from there and you say, okay, what? Tell me more about Jesus. Holy Spirit, reveal Jesus to me. I want to see him. Because according to 1 John 3, when he is revealed, I become like him. And I'm tired of working at it. I'm tired of toiling at it. You tell me how to become like him. And the Holy Spirit just openly reveals Jesus to you. You see him in the Word. You see him Old Testament and New Testament. You see him in the prophets declaring that he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. You see him in the New Testament as the one who has come, the one who conquered sin and death, and one who died and rose again for you. The Holy Spirit, what's he doing? Revealing Jesus to you. And when you see him, you become like him. Now, I left you with this statement in yesterday's broadcast. The basis for it was found in Romans chapter 1, in verse 5. It says, through him, through who? Through Jesus, we have received grace. Through him, we have received grace. This same thought is communicated in the book of John, chapter 1, in verse 16, of his fullness. It's talking about Jesus. This is the same chapter that says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it goes on and on. Verse 14, the Word became flesh. Who's he talking about? Jesus. Who are we talking about? Jesus. Who is the Holy Spirit revealing to you? Jesus. Yes, I know this sounds like Sunday school where the answer to every question is Jesus, but that's just that simple. And he says in verse 17, the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 1, verse 5, that it says that through him we have received grace. Now, grace, I'll say this to you again, grace is not just something that came through Jesus. Grace is everything that came through Jesus. Well, I thought salvation came through Jesus. It did. That's grace. Well, I thought healing, by his stripes we're healed. I thought that came through Jesus. It did. That's grace. Well, I always thought it was him who was rich, but for my sake became poor, that me through his poverty might become rich. I thought that's what came through Jesus. It did. That's grace. Everything that came through Jesus is the grace of God through him to you. Isn't that good news? Romans chapter 8, in verse 32, in the Weiss translation, the expanded translation of the New Testament, he says this, indeed, he who his own son did not spare, but on behalf of us all delivered him up, how is it possible, he asks, that he shall not with him in grace give us all things? How is it possible, the Spirit of God is saying through the Apostle Paul, how is it possible that God could give you Jesus and withhold something else? It's not even possible. Why? Because all of that came through him. Now, here we are in Romans, and let me read this verse 5 to you again. Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name. Now, go forward to Romans chapter 3, skip ahead a little bit. Look at verse 21. Now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed. Remember, we made a really big deal out of this word, revealed. The righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed. What did we read in Romans chapter 8? I know it sounds like I'm all over the place here, but listen to this. It was in verse 18, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. What does revealed mean? It means the cover's been taken off. It means you have the ability to see what was there all along. And in 1 John chapter 3, behold, what manner of love is this that the Father has called us his children. We are the children of God. He goes on to say, we don't know what we will be, but we do know when he is revealed, when he is what? revealed, when Jesus is revealed, when the mask of religion is taken off, when you quit seeing Him through the eyes of traditional religious thinking, when you quit seeing Him through the eyes of popular opinion, and you see Him through the eyes of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God speaking to you, when He is revealed, you'll be like Him because you'll see Him as He is. It goes on to say, everyone who has this hope resting in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. Now, back to Romans chapter 3, the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. So Old Testament is righteousness is by your works. This is all by you keeping the law. The law's been given, the Ten Commandments have been given, and you better keep this. If you do, there's a blessing. If you don't, there's a cursing, and your righteousness is dependent upon you keeping this law, which nobody could. They couldn't do it perfectly. I mean, they tried and tried and tried. But now, through Jesus, righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. You know what I think that means? I believe that even Moses, this Old Testament guy through whom the law came, God gave the law through Moses, I think even he knew there was one coming. As a matter of fact, let me read this to you out of the book of Hebrews. Man, there's so many scriptures rolling around in me right now, but you need to see these. Hebrews chapter 11, you may know it as that great faith chapter, but listen to this as it talks about Moses in verse 23. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden 3 months by his parents because they saw he was a beautiful child and they were not afraid of the king's command. Do you notice that a faith decision has no fear in it? By faith, they were not afraid. This will say it again. By faith, Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin. That is a no fear decision. To choose rather to suffer with the people of God than to be called Pharaoh's, to be called part of his family, that is a no fear decision, and he made that choice by faith. Listen to this in verse 26, talking about Moses, this Old Testament guy. In verse 26, he was esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. By faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. What did it say about Moses, this Old Testament guy, the guy that all the law came through? We just read in Romans chapter 3 that the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, and the law and the prophets witnessed it. In Hebrews 11, we see that Moses, he made this no fear decision, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. What's he doing? He's looking forward to the one that's coming. He's looking ahead. Yes, the law is coming through him now, but even he knows that righteousness apart from this law is coming. Looking to the Christ. It says he looked to the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Now, if you stop for a moment and think about the life of Moses, perhaps one of the only men in the Old Testament that we know of, especially in this degree, this man saw God. Now, he may have just seen the back parts, God hid him in that rock, but he looked and he saw that part of God. So when it says he was looking to him who is invisible, to Moses, God at that point was not completely invisible. He saw it with his eyes. I believe that Moses himself was looking to the coming of Jesus. He was looking to the righteousness apart from the law. He was looking to your righteousness, my righteousness in God through Christ Jesus. Isn't that good? In verse 22 of Romans chapter 3, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Now, what do you have here? We could look at this going over and over and over. You and I have the same opportunity as Moses did, and even more so now with the Holy Spirit of God at work in us, to put our faith in Christ Jesus. Now, we've been justified freely, this verse says, by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Well, I thought redemption came through Jesus. It did. That's grace. I thought it was the forgiveness of sins. It is. That's grace. It all came through Jesus. Now, how do we begin to access that grace that came through Him? How do we access that healing grace that came through Him? How do we access that forgiving grace that came through Him? How do we come into that prospering, enriching grace that came through Jesus? We access it according to Romans chapter 4, verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. Now, here's where you've got to really begin to understand how these things operate. Begin to let the Bible, let the Word of God define these words for you. Once again, not allowing popular opinion, not allowing religious traditional thinking, not even allowing your own, well, this is what we were always told, so that's why I believed it. No, go to the Word of God and let the Word define it for you. Grace is everything that came through Jesus. So God, who is love, gave you Jesus, by whom came grace, and you, when you saw grace, you looked back and you said, God, I believe. When you saw that the forgiveness of your sins came through Jesus, you simply said, I believe that. And that, my friends, is faith. Faith simply says, I believe. And a part of that whole process of believing, faith also says this, thank you. Thanksgiving, I learned this from my wife, Sarah, thanksgiving is the language of faith. Faith says thank you. So you've got God, who is love, and He gave you Jesus, who is the grace of God to you and for you. And with that grace came the forgiveness of your sins and came the healing of your body and the restoration of your mind. And you put your faith in Him by saying, thank you. I believe that. I receive that. And I thank you for that. I am convinced that the life of a born-again believer should be characterized by you and I taking our place in the conversation between grace and faith. Grace is God saying to you, I forgive you. Faith is you saying to Him, thank you, I receive your forgiveness. How simple is that? Grace is God saying to you through His Son Jesus, I noticed you were sick. I noticed you were dying of disease, and it was in your mind and in your body. So here's what I've done. I've given you my Son, and by His stripes, you're healed. That's grace talking to you. And faith says, thank you. I receive that. I believe that. It's so simple. It's so simple. Can you see how much rest is in simply responding with thank you? Thank you for that, Lord. I receive that from you. Grace, check this out. Grace is God saying to you, you know, your righteousness that you were working so hard for, righteousness that you tried to earn, I noticed that righteousness on you was like filthy rags. So what I've done is I'm giving you a white robe of righteousness that looks just like mine. And you know what faith says? Faith takes that robe of righteousness and puts it on, and faith says, thank you. Faith says, this fits perfectly. That's faith's response to grace. All of these wonderful things came through Jesus. Not just one thing that came through Jesus, everything that came through Jesus, and it belongs to you, and you've been given access to it by your faith in Him. Now, one of the things that we have taken away, I believe, from years and years and years of teaching on faith, and we don't need less of it, we need more of it, praise God. I am thankful to have grown up in the household of faith. But I noticed this a lot of times. You know, Jesus said you got to take heed how you hear, is what He said, or be watchful, pay attention to how you pay attention. And one thing that's happened is I've noticed that people will hear a message on faith and they'll take that message and say, woohoo, faith. Well, I've got faith for this house, and I've got faith for this car, and I got faith for this $1 million. Listen to me. Before you can have faith for anything, your faith must be in someone. Faith is not operative until it's in God. There is no faith for good things until there's faith in a good God. There is no faith for healing until there's faith in the healer. Now, this is where we're going to be going over these next couple of broadcasts. And I want you to pay attention to this. It is your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ that gave you access to the grace that comes through Him. Can you see how closely these things work together? Grace is saying you're healed. Faith is you saying, I believe it. I thank you for it. Grace is God saying, hey, you are prosperous. And faith is you replying to that. Hey, I believe that. That you who were rich for my sake became poor. That me through your poverty would become rich. I believe that. That's what faith says. Says it over and over and over. I am so stirred up about some of these things. And I want you to get a hold of them and get them down on the inside of you and begin to meditate on the relationship, the conversation between grace and faith. Now, of course, on these broadcasts, we only have a few minutes, it seems, of time to really get in and study it. And I want to make something available to you. If you go to kcm.org, there's a free download there. This is a message that the Lord put on my heart to minister at the Copeland family meeting this past year in Orlando. So there's a free download there for you. Get a hold of this. Get these things down on the inside of you and take your place in the conversation between grace and faith. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. A Behind the Mission Weekend with Stephen Kelly Swisher is February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the Doubletree Paradise Valley Resort. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the 2010 Branson Victory Campaign, March 4th through 6th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Copeland Family Meeting in Long Beach, California is July 8th through 10th, 2010. Come and meet the family, George and Terry Pearsons, Stephen Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons at the Long Beach Convention Center. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th with Stephen Kelly Swisher at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, call 800-600-7395 or visit our website at kcm.org. You can't see it, but you see its effect. You can't touch it, but you know what it does. You can't taste it, but you feel it all around you. When you understand how to harness their power, you can change the world. We have the tools to help you discover your own one-on-one relationship with the Holy Spirit, a relationship which makes God's power and provision available to you. Kenneth Copeland's Holy Spirit Series, a 6-CD teaching with study guide, coupled with Terry Copeland Pearson's Ways of the Spirit Series, a 3-CD set. Together, they make a dynamic resource designed to show you how to be filled and led by the Spirit. Learn the laws which govern the spirit realm and discover how prayer is key to managing spiritual power with these potent teachings by Kenneth Copeland and his daughter Terry. As a believer, God's precious promises are your right. This dynamic two-series set and study guide provides step-by-step instruction so that you can develop your own personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. Order Kenneth Copeland's in-depth study set on CD entitled The Holy Spirit for just $25, and you'll also receive Terry Copeland Pearson's CD series on the ways of the Spirit free. These dynamic teaching sets work together to give you a deeper understanding of our relationship with Jesus, our Heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit. For faster processing and a product discount, order through our website at kcm.org, or you may call us toll-free 800-600-7395.
One thing I love about my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria, is that they love to give. That has stood out to me about more than anything I've noticed about them. They love to give. And today they have a free gift for you. It's a little mini book entitled God's Will is the Holy Spirit. This is by my grandmother, Gloria. And I want you to know that the infilling of the Holy Spirit is for today. This is not something that's passed away. No, instead, it is supposed to be growing stronger and stronger throughout the whole earth. And you need to find out what the Scriptures really have to say about the Holy Spirit and the power that's available to you today. This will change your life. And this gift goes along with this week's study and last week's study, so make sure you ask for yours today. It's free, all right? So get that. KCM is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast airs each week over 2,000 hours of teaching all over the world. And the Sunday broadcast started way back in 1979, the year I was born, so over 30 years ago. And man, just growing strong today. And this broadcast is produced year after year, day after day even, to strengthen and encourage you in your walk with the Lord. And you can also watch the broadcast online at kcm.org. Go back and watch past broadcasts and get filled up all over again, day after day after day. I want you to make sure and join me again tomorrow as we continue our study in the Word of God. It's going to be an absolute blessing to you and bring change to your life. I know it and I believe it. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of this week's broadcasts, visit us online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Remember to request your free gift, God's Will is the Holy Spirit, an insightful book written by Gloria Copeland that reveals the authority you have through the Holy Spirit. For faster processing, request your copy online at kcm.org. Remember, one per household, please. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search, all new at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block. Enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try the new keyword search today at kcm.org.